Welcome back to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky and I will be your guide into the wonderful world of dividend investing. I just wanted to take the time to say it is such a privilege to have all of you reaching out, coming back to us here at the Bank on Dividends podcast, sharing your dividend investing stories and feedback on the podcast. It really is a privilege. I am here to serve you. And remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. Let's go. Welcome back again to the Bank on Dividends podcast. In this week, week 9, we are going to be talking about the theoretical concept that is passive progress paradigm shift. Now, I know it's a weird name, and yes, we did kind of really think hard before naming this episode, this name, but it would all make sense. And this episode is probably the most important episode, and we deliberately made it episode 9, because in episode 10, we're going to be talking about how to get the first 100K invested in dividend paying stocks and why that first 100K is the hardest, but the best. But before that, we need to make sure that all you dividend investors out there understand this theoretical concept. So if you want to build a dividend portfolio that you can bank on, you need to stay tuned and listen to the rest of this episode. Passive progress paradigm shift. To get started, I want to clear a few things up. In this episode, the aim is not to convince you of compound interest or explain the snowball effect or the point of no return in your portfolio, where the amount that you're getting in dividends each month or each quarter is actually more than you're investing yourself through adding more cash to your portfolio, seeing your portfolio grow from dividends as well as capital appreciation. That is not the point. If you are not familiar with compound interest or any of the topics we're going to be talking about today, you actually need to listen to our earlier episodes, or, you know, just Google it. Don't be lazy and just look up these terms that we're going to throw at you today. But I'm pretty sure if you've made it to episode 9, you have a good understanding of compound interest. You know what the snowball effect is, and you've probably already started receiving some dividends or reinvesting them, or you're anticipating those dividends to start coming in very, very quickly. Now, what does passive progress paradigm shift actually mean? It is the shift in mindset that happens when you see the progress of passive dividend investing. It's as simple as that. The mindset change that you have when you begin to see the progress your portfolio is making while you are passively investing in dividend paying stocks. It's simple. Said it twice, so if you didn't get it the first time, you definitely should have got it the second time. So we are just going to start with the first word. Passive. Passive is the best part of this thing. The mindset change that you get from passive investing is the biggest one. Most of us are taught to actively pursue a goal, and we're told, yes, be intentional, yes, do this, and yes, do that. But most of us have never really understood the power of passive progress. Now, once you understand this, you realize that you can change and you can do much more passively than you can do actively. Now, I'm going to take a moment to explain that, because not everyone is going to get that. You can do more passively than you can do actively. For example, if you're going to work and you're getting paid for your work, there's only so many hours you can actively work, exchange your time for money. But passively, there is, to an extent, no limit to the amount you can earn passively. And some people will make the arguments that active jobs, let's take footballers, sportsmen, there is no limit to their active income. But in most cases, you see that when these, you know, sporting stars retire, they make a lot more passive income through endorsements than they ever could have made or ever made in their active careers. The second example I want to give is that you can actively save £100, £1,000, £10,000, even if you're really diligent, £100,000. But most people in the course of their lifetime will not actively be able to save £1 million. But passively, you can generate £1 million quite easily in just a few years. So that's my second argument. First argument was, there's a limit to your time, your active time, your active energy, your active capacity. And the second argument is that you can do more with passive. The second thing you need to grasp in this theoretical concept is progress. Yes, I know I included it in the first point, and people will think, well, progress is obvious, but no, it is not. Progress in your portfolio, progress in your life is not actually guaranteed, guys. Progress is not guaranteed. You know, I was brought up on the mindset that you spend enough time in a field, you work as hard as you can, and you are guaranteed a certain level of progress. Well, that is not true. And this is another thing that we need to get into our minds and kind of rethink. Progress is not guaranteed. And also, you don't always have to work to progress. Sounds odd, right? Most of us, again, have been taught that to progress or to advance or to do more or to increase our capacity, you have to work harder. That is incorrect. Actually, most of us will have to work smarter to progress past a certain point. And it's the same with your portfolio. Once you are already investing the max that you can invest in every single month, how do you take your portfolio's progress to the next step? Once you're already earning more in dividends than you're putting in each month, how do you continue to grow your portfolio? How do you continue to progress? If you're like me, then you won't be able to continue doing the same thing and expect better and better result. I believe the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. So if you're doing the same thing as you did and you plan to always do that, then you may quickly find that you stop progressing or you're not progressing at the same rate that you did. And this is another thing that you need to throw out the door if you really want to achieve something great when dividend investing. Understanding those first two points, roll into the third point. The paradigm shift, the eureka moment, the aha moment, the light bulb switches on moment. When you realize that dividend investing, the snowball effect, compound interest are not just words that people throw around, but they actually work and what they mean to you, when your portfolio hits that curve in a compound graph that goes up exponentially, you realize things change. And I remember when I had this moment. Actually, it was a relatively small amount of money that helped me realize this moment. And I'm going to share my experience. So I had the chance, like most people, every 2 years to get a new phone. I decided not to get a new phone and invest the money I would have spent on that new phone into some stocks. After a while, I realized that those stocks were paying me enough in dividends to actually cover my new phone contract, which was like the minimum SIM-only data plan, right? Now, yes, it was a personal sacrifice on some level, but I still had a perfectly good working phone. And now the cost of that phone and the use of that data plan was actually covered by the money I would have spent anyway. And that's every single month. And that was like my eureka moment. I realized that actually I can pay for my lifestyle with assets. And I've heard a lot of people say it before, and it's probably something I knew since I was already investing, but the light bulb came on and things changed in my world. I had that paradigm shift that I can progress passively. My network can grow without me putting in extra work. I honestly believe that anybody can have this eureka moment. And speaking to other dividend investors, it's actually quite funny that it's the smallest things, sometimes it's a 1p dividend or a £1 dividend or a £5 dividend that changes the way people think. Most of the time when you're dividend investing and you've just started dividend investing, let's be real, your dividends are not huge. If you're not chasing, you know, high yield, your dividends will not be that huge. People will look at you like you're crazy investing hundreds and thousands of pounds to literally get £1 or £2 every month or every quarter, but it builds up, and that building is a passive income stream that allows your portfolio to continue to progress. And once you have that eureka moment, you realize that actually you can change your whole world if you utilize this properly. And I've said it already, but you cannot save your way to £1 million. In last week's episode, we spoke a little bit about retiring, and we said that most people are going to need excess of, you know, £1.2 million or dollars or euros or whatever your domestic currency is, just to retire semi-comfortably. Now, if you want to retire earlier than the national retirement age, wherever you are based, you will need more than that, far more than that. And you possibly, even if you're on a really high income, will not be able to save that amount in just a few years. But once you have a paradigm shift, you can begin to build your assets passively to progress towards the goal where you can achieve your dreams. Now, I know it sounds airy-fairy, but it is a theoretical concept. Once you understand it in theory, you can put it into action and then you'll see results. It's as simple as that. Thoughts lead to actions, lead to results. You need to have the paradigm shift. You need to have that change in mentality that actually allows you to believe and start thinking in ways that you want to generate passive income that will allow you to progress. And it's actually a self-fulfilling kind of thing. I wouldn't say a self-fulfilling prophecy, but it's a self-fulfilling loop. The more you believe in this new paradigm, the more you will be able to put your money into assets that passively generate you more assets that will then generate you more assets. So the example I'm going to give, let's say you have 5K. You take that 5K, you invest it into an ETF that pays you dividends every month. Hypothetical ETF now. After a year, 18 months, you've reinvested all those dividends. Now that ETF is earning you enough that you can withdraw a portion of that and start investing in vending machines that you've been able to place in, you know, train stations and other good locations and etc., etc. Now your one source of passive income has now generated you a second source of semi/passive income. Now you have two sources of passive income working. You have two engines. Eventually, after a couple of years, you build up and you buy a small rental property. You do a little bit of work and then you continue to reinvest your money. And before you know it, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, even 7 streams of passive income coming in. Now, I am not saying that this is the quick way to make money. This is the quick way to get rich. You probably will need at least 10 years. But what I'm saying is that if you have the foresight, you can change your life faster than you ever imagined. And the way to do that, I'm going to say it again, is to have this change in mindset, this paradigm shift. Because remember, thoughts lead to actions, lead to results. So we cannot be dividend investors unless we think like dividend investors, we act like dividend investors, and we become dividend investors. To summarize, to close, most investors, most dividend investors will do okay, but they will never be anything more than the individual, the everyday investor, saving what they can. And they probably will never reach their goals if they don't have this paradigm shift. Once you've had this paradigm shift, you will begin to do everything you can to continue to grow passively. For example, I once found myself taking a jar of pennies to the bank. I once found myself carrying a whole jar of pennies down to the bank just so that it could count it up, pull it in my account, and I could buy one stock for less than $10. Now that one stock since I bought it has now earned me enough dividends to buy another share in that company. Now, that sounds crazy, right? But it's because I am completely sold out and I have a full understanding of my goal. And I think it, I act it, and I am receiving the results. It's as simple as that. So I know it's been a longish episode, but I really, really want to encourage anyone who is struggling to really commit to the whole dividend investing mantra to reach out either on Instagram or Twitter to us here at Bank on Dividends and let us know. Shoot us with any questions. We do have a Q&A episode coming in episode 11, so we will answer all your questions. And it's good to stay encouraged and to keep each other up in this game. And believe you me, starting now and continuing and changing the way you think will definitely, definitely, definitely benefit you. You've been listening to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky, and remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends.